This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. The USDA encourages producers to consider risk protection coverage before fall crop sales deadlines. Producers are encouraged to examine the available U.S. Department of Ag crop risk protection options, including federal crop insurance and non-insured crop disaster assistance program coverage, before the sales deadline for fall crops. Federal crop insurance covers crop losses from natural adversities such as drought, hail, and excessive moisture. The non-insured crop disaster assistance program covers losses from natural disasters on crops for which no permanent federal crop insurance program is available, including forage and grazing crops, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, floriculture, ornamental nursery, aquaculture, turf grass, ginseng, honey, syrup, bioenergy, and industrial crops. The USDA has partnered with Michigan State University and the University of Illinois to create an online tool at www.fsa.usda.gov/NAP, which allows producers to determine whether their crops are eligible for federal crop insurance or non-insured crop disaster assistance program, and to explore the best level of protection for their operation. The NAP basic coverage is available at 55% of the average market price for crop losses that exceed 50% of expected production, with higher levels of coverage up to 65% of their expected production at 100% of the average market price, including coverage for organics and crops marketed directly to consumers. Deadlines for coverage vary by state and crop. To learn more about the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, visit www.fsa.usda.gov/NAP or contact your local USDA Service Center. Next, we'll be hearing from Kyle Brazzi of Edwardsville. Kyle serves as president for the Illinois Wheat Association, and they have a wheat forum taking place tomorrow in Highland.
Tuesday, the 25th, we have our wheat forum in Highland. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Registration there at 9 a.m., and we sure hope that we can get a good crowd out for that.
There are several speakers on the docket for the forum, and topics will include everything from nitrogen management to insurance options.
We do. We've got at least five separate topics, and we're going to also announce our yield winner from our contest this year. So lots of exciting events going on there that day. We're going to go through some nitrogen management studies, talk about some different variety trials. And we're going to look at intense management of 15-inch row wheat, talk about marketing, and also some insurance options.
Registration for the event is on-site and begins at 8 a.m.
No, they can just show up in Highland. So I think I said registration is at 9, but it's between 8 and 9, and then the meeting starts. And then, we'll have breakout sessions there, different speakers throughout the day. Have lunch provided and coffee and donuts before the meeting.
Kyle also notes that they always have room for more members, and he hopes that your questions are answered.
We'd always love to have more members. And you can go to illinoiswheat.org and look at the website and even look at the agenda for the meeting. And this is going to be kind of an important meeting when you think about the quality issues and the concerns we had with wheat production over the last year. You know, we'll talk about bomatoxin and yields and high-yield strategies and have some of these producers here who actually achieve some of that. So there's a lot of questions around wheat production. We hope to give you guys some answers.
Once again, that was Kyle Brazzi of Edwardsville, president of the Illinois Wheat Association. We'll be back with more after these messages. We're back with your WSMI Farm Show. Well, the Illinois DuQuoin State Fair is coming up before we know it. That's going to be taking place on August 28th through September 7th. And, of course, that's in DuQuoin, Illinois. Fairgrounds open daily at 10 a.m. Admission prices for the main parking lot, that would be $7. Gate 1 parking is $12. And Gate 4 parking is $7. There'll be several events taking place at the fair. Some daily highlights are livestock shows, harness racing and the World Trotting Derby, agricultural exhibits, quarter horse shows, and many more family-friendly events, along with other events throughout the week to be taking place. And again, that's running August 28th through September 7th in DuQuoin, the Illinois DuQuoin State Fair. We're going to hear from Dave Daniken of the Daniken Tree Farm located near Greenville. As I mentioned last week, the farm had a big win at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, and Dave has a few more details for you about the event.
We took several trees up to the State Fair, just like we do every year. This year, they have four different categories there at the State Fair: Scotch pine trees, white pine trees, spruce trees, and fir trees. So we entered a tree in each category. We won three of those categories, so we got three blue ribbons, and then our spruce tree was picked to be the reserve champion as well. So that's a pretty good win for us.
Yeah, that sounds really great. And I also had read that since you won this, you are now qualified to compete in a national competition?
That's right. The National Christmas Tree Association has a national Christmas tree contest every 2 years. In fact, we just participated in that several weeks ago as well. We took a Scotch pine to that contest and got the second best Scotch pine in the nation. So by winning this reserve champion this year, we're now qualified to take a tree to that contest in 2017.
Well, that's very exciting. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of great success this year. Could you tell us a little bit about your tree farm? Is this a family operation, and a little bit about where you're located?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We're located 5 miles west of Greenville on Route 140. We've been there as a Christmas tree farm almost 50 years. I'm a second generation raising Christmas trees there, and our family's been on the land for about 125 years.
Once again, that was Dave Daniken, co-owner of the Daniken Tree Farm near Greenville. If you're interested in learning more about the farm, be sure to join us on Wednesday during the noon hour show to hear my full interview with Dave. They have many more products to offer other than just Christmas trees, so be sure to join us Wednesday to hear more about those. That's it for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.